At the end of this week's parsha, we have the unfortunate incident of Baal Peor, and it ends with Pinchas really saving the day and stopping the Magefa by killing Zimri. Rashi quotes that Moshe Nisalmi Menu Halacha, he somehow forgot the Halacha of Bo'al Arames Kanoi and Pogim Bo. In a case like this, there's room for a Kanoi, someone who's zealous, to extrajudicially execute someone like Zimri. And Pinchas remembered, Pinchas came to Moshe, and Moshe says, Kraini di garti ilo havi parvanka, since you remembered the halacha, go and implement this. Somehow Pinchas here stepped up, you know, got his place in history by killing Zimri, by implementing this halacha of Kanon and Pogimbo, and not Moshe Rabbeinu. Why not Moshe Rabbeinu? Why all of a sudden did Moshe Rabbeinu was he not able to remember, implement this halacha? Even when Pinchas brought it up, he sent it back to Pinchas. What was wrong with Moshe here? Rashi, as a matter of fact, asked the question. He says, Moshe, look at all the things that he was able to stand up to so many people over the generation, accomplish so much. How come over here he had to take a step back? And one explanation that Rashi quotes here is that it was all divinely orchestrated. Of course, Moshe could have taken care of all of this on his own. However, Hashem arranged things in a way that Pinchas would step up because Hashem wanted to give this zechus to Pinchas, Kedisha Yavo, Pinchas v'yitol es haroilo. Hashem wanted Pinchas to have this special opportunity. But I saw an interesting suggestion, a sefer called Netzach Yisrael, that says perhaps there's a reason why Moshe could not step up here. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that that Zimri gives us a whole conversation. Zimri came to Moshe and said, Moshe, mutter or usser to live with a non-Jewish girl? And he says, and if you say usser, then bas yisro mihi terlach. After all, you did the exact same thing, right? He was also a Midianite, right? You with your Midianite wife, me with my Midianite. You know, what's the difference? He made this a personal insult to Moshe Rabbeinu. The truth is, even besides this medrash, obviously we're talking about some personal pagia in Moshe Rabbeinu. Here Moshe is trying to take charge. He says, and one guy comes, right, and is really trying to stick it to Moshe here. This is personal about Moshe. So perhaps, what does it mean, this almu menu halacha? Moshe, he could not do this. Moshe couldn't do anything to Zimri in this case, because it was personal. There wasn't l'shma. He was personally insulted by this. We know, as a matter of fact, from Parshas Bullock as well, that the Olam Yasok Adam Torah Mitzvah Shalolishma Shemitok Shalolishma Balishma. You should bring a korban even Shalolishma. You should daven even Shalolishma. You should shake a lulav and eat matzah even Shalolishma. That's when it comes to doing your regular Torah mitzvahs of Odes Hashem. When it comes to Kanarin Pogimbo, to be Mekane for Hashem, to standing up and starting to fight and it be violence, whatever type of level of violence we're talking about. When it comes to Kanos has to be 100% Lashma. That's not Torah mitzvahs, that's Kanos. This is extra halachic. Kanos is beyond the standard halachic system. If the Kanos is not Lashma, then it's dangerous. Unfortunately, in every generation, there's so much Chilul Hashem caused by people who stand up as if it was for Kanos, and it's really just their personal agenda, it's their politics, it's them, you know, trying to put themselves ahead of the other group, etc. Or even just because they're psychologically insulted, because someone personally insulted them. So, it's Torah mitzvos, great. Even Shalol Lishma, wonderful. Mitok Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma. When it comes to Kanos, you have to be so careful. Such a potential for, not just Chilul Hashem, but destruction of the whole world. And, you know, I don't have to go to the news to tell you stories in every veldt of people who've destroyed institutions, who've destroyed communities, by kanos, as it were, ke'ilu for the cause, ke'ilu, you know, for the truth of the Torah, when it's really just their own personal agenda or their own personal pride. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Anu Mikol Adam, once it was personal to him, he says, Kraini digarti lehav pervanka, I can't be a kanoi here anymore. You, Pinchas, it has nothing to do with you. No one brought you into it. No one brought your wife into it. No one did anything in your face. No one tried to stick it to you. You could be a kanoi. And I think it's an important, really, a lesson that needs to be, that we need to be reminded of in every door, that even though Yasugad Matorah Mitzvos Afilo Shalosh Ma, when it comes to kanos, when it comes to fighting with others, then you have to double check and triple check to make sure there's room for a Pinchas if he's 100% Lishma. But if you're not 100% Lishma, don't worry, there's other people in the world. If Hashem wants, he'll send someone else who is Lishma, and you should stick to your Torah u'mitzvos. Shabbat shalom.